Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for being here on another enlightening episode of Divine Balance. I'm Raven, your spiritual guide on this transformative journey of self-growth and personal development through mindfulness. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to express my deep gratitude. Your support means a lot to me. Now, I'd like to share a couple of updates. For those who would like a deeper dive into the world of mindfulness, our first live Q&A for personalized guidance is scheduled for tomorrow, the 17th, and our first guided meditation will be focused on mindfulness, and this will be available Thursday, the 18th. Both are exclusive to our Divine Balance Patreon community, and that is linked in the description below. Thank you so much. Your presence here today adds a special energy to our collective exploration of self-love, self-discovery, and the pursuit of inner balance. Today, we are going to discuss the law of attraction and the law of assumption. We are going to dive into the core of these laws, how they can help you ultimately live an abundant and fulfilled life, as well as utilizing them into your daily mindfulness practices. Now let's get into it. You may be asking, what is the law of attraction? The law of attraction suggests that we are able to bring our thoughts into reality, whether they may be positive or negative. Therefore, we may bring about our own experiences. It is based on the idea that like attracts like. Because of this, focusing on positive thoughts can attract positive outcomes. So a positive mindset is important, and being consistent with those thoughts, as well as visualizing desired outcomes, can attract positive experiences. Visualization is a part of the core concept of law of manifestation. Visualizing is creating a mental image or images of what it is that you are wanting to achieve. So by vividly imagining the desired outcomes, it is said that it can manifest into reality. Another concept to the law of attraction are affirmations. These are positive statements that can reinforce positive beliefs, and these can also influence your manifestations to come into your life. But remember, let it go and let it flow. If you would like to check out our episode on Let It Go and Let It Flow, you can find that on over at our YouTube page. Now let's get back to it. So within the law of attraction, gratitude is a vital core principle. We have to express gratitude for all we already have in our lives. And last and not least, have faith and a strong belief that these manifestations will be appearing into your reality. Now that we have gone over the law of attraction, we are going to dive into the law of assumption. Then we'll discuss how these two laws go hand in hand and their differences. Let's get into it. So the law of assumption is associated with personal development and mindset. This law is based on the idea that assuming a particular belief or state of being can influence one's thoughts, actions, and ultimately their reality. As I have mentioned before in our manifestation and mindfulness episode, you must act as if you already have it. Now let's discuss the key principles of this law. Belief shapes reality. The law of assumption suggests that our beliefs about ourselves and the world around us shape our experiences. If we assume a certain belief to be true, our thoughts and actions align with that belief, influencing the outcomes we experience. So, a mindset shift. This is the focus of the law of assumption, is on consciously choosing and adopting assumptions that align with desired outcomes. By shifting one's mindset and assuming positive beliefs, individuals aim to create a more positive and successful reality. So, visualization and affirmations. Just like the law of attraction, the law of assumption may also involve both of these techniques. Visualizing the desired outcome and affirming positive beliefs are seen as ways to reinforce the assumed reality. There's also advocates of the law of assumption often emphasize personal responsibility. By assuming control over one's beliefs and mindset, individuals can take responsibility for creating the circumstances of their lives. And those are the principles of the law of assumption. It is important to note that you may modify these to your own values, morals, and beliefs. Now let's dive into the similarities and the differences between these two laws. While the law of assumption and the law of attraction share some common principles related to mindset and belief, they are distinct concepts with differences in their emphasis and approaches. This is how they go hand in hand and their key differences. So the first commonality is mindset does influence our experiences. Both laws acknowledge the power of mindset and belief in shaping one's experiences. They recognize that the thoughts and assumptions individuals hold can impact their actions and outcomes. Another similarity is both the law of assumption and the law of attraction often involve visualization and affirmation techniques. Creating mental images of desired outcomes and affirming positive beliefs are seen as ways to influence reality. Both concepts also advocate for positive thinking. They propose that maintaining a positive mindset can lead to positive experiences and outcomes. Now, the key differences. Focus on assumption versus attraction. The primary difference lies in their emphasis. The law of assumption places a strong focus on consciously choosing and assuming positive beliefs and states of being, It suggests that assuming a particular belief is crucial for influencing reality. Belief first thought. The law of assumption highlights the power of belief, emphasizing that assuming a belief to be true can shape one's reality. The law of attraction, on the other hand, focuses on the role of thoughts in attracting experiences, with less emphasis on the depth of belief. Self-fulfilling prophecy versus like attracts like. So the law of assumption is often compared to a self-fulfilling prophecy, where assuming a belief leads to behaviors that make it come true. The law of attraction, on the other hand, is based on the principle of like attracts like, suggesting that positive or negative thoughts attract corresponding experiences. Now, the law of assumption tends to emphasize personal responsibility in consciously choosing one's assumptions. It encourages individuals to take control of their beliefs. The law of attraction, though, while acknowledging personal agency, may place more emphasis on the energy and vibration of thoughts. While both laws share common principles related to the influence of mindset and belief on reality, the law of assumption places a specific emphasis on consciously choosing and assuming positive beliefs. While the law of attraction focuses on the idea that thoughts, whether positive or negative, attract corresponding experiences. And to end this episode, I am going to go over some daily mindfulness practices that incorporate these two laws. Now, for the law of assumption, these practices can be used. Morning affirmations. So you can start your day by affirming positive beliefs about yourself and your life. Speak statements that reflect the reality you want to assume. Visualization exercise is another. So you can take a few minutes each day to visualize your desired outcomes. Imagine in details and emotions that are associated with achieving your goal. Make sure you're feeling those feelings. Mindful self-talk is another way to practice this one. Throughout the day, pay attention to your internal dialogue. If you notice negative self-talk, consciously replace it with positive and empowering statements. Another great practice that you can do on a daily basis is gratitude journaling. Keep a gratitude journal where you regularly would write down things you are thankful for. These practices reinforce a positive mindset and the assumption of abundance. Another would be check in with assumptions. Periodically, check in with your assumptions about yourself and your capabilities. If you notice limiting beliefs, consciously choose to assume more empowering ones. Now, these next few mindfulness practices are for the law of attraction. Morning intentions. You can set positive intentions for the day ahead, declare what you want to attract, and manifest in various aspects of your life. Another would be visualization meditation. You can practice guided meditation by imagining yourself living the life you desire and focus on the positive emotions associated with those experiences. Another practice that you can do on a daily basis is doing a positive energy check-in. So you would regularly assess your energy and emotions. If you find yourself in a low vibrational state, take a moment to shift your focus on positive thoughts and experiences. Another would be gratitude walk. You know, during a daily walk, express gratitude for the beauty around you. Notice and appreciate the positive aspects of your environment. And last, and definitely not least, affirmation action. Take intentional actions aligned with your desires. Act as if you are already living the reality you want to attract. This reinforces the idea of bringing your thoughts into tangible actions. And remember, consistency is key in mindfulness practices. So choose the practice that resonates with you the most and make them a part of your daily routine. Over time, these practices can contribute to a positive mindset and alignment with the principles of the law of assumption and the law of attraction. Before we part ways, I ask you to share your insights with us. Leave a review and or comment below if you're listening on YouTube. If this episode resonated with you, or you feel this may be beneficial to someone, please share our discussions and don't forget to subscribe to be notified for our next episode. Your energetic exchange is genuinely appreciated. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of divine balance. Remember to stay mindful, stay positive, and continue embracing the beautiful journey of divine balance. I am your guide, Raven, sending you all love and light. See you next Tuesday.